Blog Talk Radio.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They could never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Loafers, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me, whether I'm on 5th or L.A. or swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold 6, quick to blow 3. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, let me get started. I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show for y'all. We had the whole GQ Palace family call in and let us know about their shows, and let us know what was going on with their shows, and you know how they like their shows and everything. We had the mayor from GPS, GQ Palace Sports on Tuesdays call in. On Wednesdays, you had the Diva Squad call in, Rachel, Angie, and Steve from 7 to 9. Then after them, you have Fallout Comedy, Chicky Chick call in from 9 to 10. Well, I was told that KL and them didn't see the link, but it's all good. It was a little test one-day reality and relationship on Thursday from 8 to 10. Then on Fridays, you know, you have myself who actually had that little setup going on, Rich Money, CEO/host of GQ College Radio. Then you have Miss Lavina Polite calling from Spiritual Sunday, letting us know what's going on with her show from 7 to 9. We have a new episode going on this Sunday called Crossroad Temple with Atlantic star singer Squibby, Brother Hunter. That's right, from the Atlantic, the legendary group, the Atlantic Stars. Squibby Hunter will be hosting Crossroad Temple starting this Sunday from 9 to 10, right after Miss Lavina Polite, Spiritual Sunday. What he do is he interview gospel acts, up and coming hip-hop and all that. Then on Monday, you know, we got the UAR Unsigned Artist Radio going on from 8 to 9. Then right after that, from 9 to 10 on this Monday, we got Love, Life, and Loyalty with D.N. Lane. So GP Pilot is doing a lot of things. Like, I want to thank all the support y'all giving us. Right now, we worldwide. We got over 60,000 listeners and still rising. We're doing a lot of things for the artists and everything, putting out CDs. Don't forget to check out GQ College Magazine. That should be out this month. Take a look at that. Also, we got the GQ College record label up on the rise as well. And then, what else we had going on last week? We had up-and-coming artist Tony B in the building. He let us know what was going on with him in the music industry, how he got his foot in the door and all that. And then we have promoter My Swagger Is Crazy, who actually gave out tickets to his event that was at 511 Lexington Avenue. Shout out to the winners that won the tickets. They also won tickets to the Q Lounge with Ill Logic, where Jesse D was performing. GQ College was also in the building. K-Bomb, Jesse Daniels, excuse me, from the Force MD. She was up there. Pow Wow from Suicide Force was out there. K-Bomb, shout out to them. OBG, they did their thing. Also want to let y'all know what's going down this Saturday. No, excuse me, next week, November 9th, at the Q Lounge, Black Silk Birthday Party. Funkmaster Flex will be in the building. Also, GQ Palace will be in the building. It's going to be hard out there. Real, real soft. Tonight, we got something big going on for y'all. We got up-and-coming artist, R&B sensation, Marcus J in the building. We're going to play his smashing single, Thinking of You. And we also going to find out what's his next step in the music industry. And then after Marcus, we're going to take it a little slow. We're going to slow down. We're going to do 2 hours tonight. We're going to play the hottest up-and-coming unsigned artist material never heard. And we also going to play pioneers like Cuban Link, Positive K, they new joints exclusive on GQ Palace. So stay right there and don't move. I'm your host, Rich Money. We'll be right back with up-and-coming R&B sensation Marcus J. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going back. Maybe I'm out of my mind. like this, but she ain't mad at you. So hit me up when you pass through. I give you something bigger just to tell you to swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. Tell him, 100 years not there when I pull up on that, let you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that to pull your hair like that. So I jail watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Marcus, welcome to the show.
Definitely. First, I want to say it's a big honor to have you.
I couldn't hear you the first time.
I just want to say it's an honor for having me here on the show today. And I want to give a shout out to Chris Brown because I know it was a hassle for him to go in anger management. So I want to give applause for that.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
But thank you for having me today. Thank you for having me today.
No problem. As soon as I heard that track and somebody informed me about it, I was like, oh, okay, I'm definitely feeling this track. Now,
I appreciate it,
but you got a lot of potential. What actually made you start singing?
To be honest, like, I've been singing for a long time, but I recently actually started taking my career seriously at the age of 19. So that's when I really started, and I haven't been in the business for more than a year yet, and I already been so far, so I thank God for that.
Yeah, because I heard your track. You got a lot of potential on the track, you know, and that's the good thing about it, you know.
I'm real serious about my craft.
Well, that's a good thing because you're young and you got talent. God gives you with a talent, so you make sure you proceed on with it. And, you know, we definitely want to help you proceed on with that. Ain't no question about it. But the single you got going on is, like, it's ridiculous. Now, who actually writes the songs? Did you write the songs?
I write my own song.
And how actually long does it take you to write a song?
To be honest, like, sometimes, but I'm going to be honest, no song never took me more than an hour, 30 minutes. I don't know what it is. It's just like if you put a pencil and a paper in front of me or my phone and a notepad, it's like the words just come out.
Now,
that's
who
all
would you
I can really say about that.
Okay. Now, who would you say is some of your biggest influences in the music industry to get you into singing?
My biggest influence?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm actually a Pleasure P fan. Former artist of Pretty Ricky. I'm his fan, to be honest. That's an influence to me. Drake, I'm a fan of Drake's too. Influence too. Chris Brown also, like I just gave him a shout out for the anger management. Applause for that too. Right now, Frank Ocean also. Frank Ocean and the big applause for what he did. And he came out and, you know, told the world about it. I applaud him for that too.
Yeah, cause I know that was real hard for him.
But that kind of
put his career up higher, to be truthful. When he came out and said it, it put his career up higher.
Yeah, Yeah, and I applaud him for that too, because a lot of people, they don't really say it. They just, you know, but he really had the courage to say, okay, I want to do this. He a good singer, and he also, you know, has that going on. And a lot of people also know it's a fight that they deal with every day, so I really applaud him for it.
Yeah, but see, that goes to show it's not all about who you are. It's all about what you could do, and, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why the listeners got to respect him more, for the simple fact of him going through that and seeing what he has said. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely big shout out to him on that. Now, if you could open for anybody that's out right now, who would it be and why?
I'm going to be honest. Since I'm just hearing Chris Brown pause music for a little minute, I'm going to be honest. I would really want to be the one to bring him out, like to bring him back to say from his recovery, from everything he's been through, I would be the one. I would want to be the one to open up and say this is the show from him recovering, from him going through everything and just starting music like that again. So I would say Chris Brown at the moment.
Wow. Well, there's nothing wrong with that at all, you know. Now, when you go in the booth and you get ready to sing your song, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to mind before you step in that booth and sing that song?
The first thing that comes to mind is, like, I just picture it as a video. As, like, a video, as something that a lot of people could say they could watch. So I just see it as a video in my head, and then I just say it. And I just, it's like when I'm there and I'm singing, it's like it's not even me. So something else that takes over.
Okay. Now, I know that the single that's filling them hard is Thinking of You, but I'm going to play that. But first, I want to talk about Over and Over. Now, are you featuring on that track, or is that something?
Yeah, like... yeah, it was a feature. I was featured on the track.
Okay, now...
I was featured on the track from...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was featured on the track by another artist that's on the team with me, is Nico Gunner, which is the hottest in Florida right now.
Okay,
so
now,
me and him, we linked up and we did it.
How did you meet up with him? Because y'all was on the same label and y'all met up? Or did you hear something he liked? Or was it just like, all right, I'm going to just go with you because you're on a label?
Nah, me and him right now, we unsigned. We unsigned right now. And we been knowing each other for years, actually. We've been doing music together. But that was actually our first track we actually did together, and it came out Masterpiece. So we just went along with it, and then we did... the other song, Something Is Wrong.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to get into that real fast, because I also want to get into that track, Thinking of You. You know what I mean? But right now, we're going to get into Over and Over with Nico Gunner featuring Marcus Day. That's cool?
All right.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas. Here's a banger by Nico Gunner featuring Marcus J. Over and Over. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace, love it.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
About the same chick. again. Let me see that bounce. Let it bounce one more time. Take more time for the folks. Let me fill my cup. Taste it with Pepsi. I don't need no Coke. Shout out to Pepsi. When I'm in this bowl, fly girl, you sexy. What a joke. I'm a fly boy too. I'ma cop me a jet zone. I be pushing forward. Catch a nut in the back of one. But if you wanna be low key, you catch a nut in the Acura. Baby, why you choking? Slow down. Catch a breath.
I've been thinking about the same chick over and over. With you, baby, I've been thinking about a way to get you wedding this Mercedes. Thinking about a way to get you wedded in that water. Thinking about a way, I've been thinking about a way to get in contact with you, baby. Thinking about a way to get you wedding this Mercedes. Thinking about a way to get you wedded in that water. Thinking about a way, thinking about a way. I've been thinking about this same chick.
When it comes down to the chorus, is that that's you doing the chorus or something you brought up?
Yeah.
Who do that?
That's me with the first one, and the second one after was him. So it's like it was a mix. Mm. Like I was saying the first one, and then he was saying the second one, like that.
Mm, okay. Now I see in January 7th for 2013, you was formerly known and presented with a group, famous music group, Get Money.
Tell us about that. FMGMC. Actually, we still known as that group. It's like, when I say group, I mean like a team thing. Not as if we're a group as we are together, but we're all solo artists that's in a group of famous music group. Get Money.
Now,
so that's
what's going to make your music different from everybody else's?
Right now, the sound that I'm doing is like a futuristic sound, like a sound of I'm putting pop with R&B that can actually have a hip-hop sound to it with a rap sound to it. So I want the ears of every fan and every person out there that's listening, I want the ears of theirs to be, is it a rap song, is it a singing song, an R&B song, but their ears is going to sound so perfect and so good that they cannot deny it, that they're going to love it. So that's what's going to make it different from everyone else's song. I don't want to just stick with straight R&B. I'm going to do R&B, pop, everything. So different genre.
You're going through the whole scenario, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes down to looking for a label, would you willing to go with something independent or something major? I really wouldn't mind.
Right now, we're actually looking for a label because we're not signed yet. We already know we have the product, and we have good product, and we have good music, and we have a lot more music that we have in store for the industry. But right now, we're just looking for a label to get signed to go under.
Okay, yeah. So would you prefer an independent label or a major label? It wouldn't matter which one.
At the moment right now, I would say a major label until we really get our feet sweat and we can really understand everything and really get into it and the understanding of the whole industry of how it's really going. So I would say a major label at the moment.
Now, as you being an up-and-coming artist, what's your inspiration and goals?
My inspiration and goals right now on being an up-and-coming artist, I would say to give the fans what they really want, to give them what they really want to hear, to make them love the music, to, like, allow my music to really speak to them. Because music is something that can actually save a life. It can actually change lives and save lives. It can actually bring someone who's sad to being happy again, and they can actually bring somebody who's trying to do suicide to change their mind. So I'm going to be honest. I feel that the music of right now, what I want to give, is music that could change lives.
Okay. If you had to compare yourself with anybody that's out right now, who would you compare yourself to?
Who would I compare myself to?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I'm gonna say two people, and it's two people who I'm also a fan of. But I'm gonna say two people, and I'm gonna put it as Drake, and I'm also gonna put it as somebody who I shouted out earlier today, which is Chris Brown.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a little information as far as me being in the music industry over 20 years, right?
Yeah.
One thing you should never do: compare yourself to anybody. That was a tricky question. I'm going to tell you why. You're a young artist. You got a lot of potential. Nobody has that sound that you have.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm going to be truthful with you. Nobody has. I heard your music. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
Nobody. One thing about us on GQ Power is we keep it real with all artists. Because our thing is to help up-and-coming artists. Like I said, you're going to go in a magazine. We're going to put you on a CD. We're going to send a CD out through the tri-state areas and all that. You understand?
Yeah.
And I could tell by the music that you somebody with a lot of potential. You understand?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you name two good artists, you understand? For me, personally, I feel like you in a class by yourself. You understand what I mean?
I really appreciate that. I really... It's
nobody
could compare
themselves to you.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you are. Now, if I thought your music was, I'd be like, okay, you know, we put you on the air, you know, but the truth is the fact. I would say, well, your music is all right, you know, such and such. But you got some potential going on in your song. And thinking of you, that's all you, right?
Yeah, that's all me.
Now, what made you come up with that, compose that song and compose that title and everything?
To be honest, that was the song that I just put all my feelings out, and I said I was closing the chapter of my ex. So I was saying it like I just wanted to put details, I wanted to put the meanings, and I wanted to put everything into that song to let it know that, okay, if anybody hears it, they're going to understand what I'm talking about, the situation I'm talking about, how I feel. So that's what I put in that song of Thinking of You. I just went all out to say I want to close the chapter of that situation with my last relationship. So
now I want to get into that. Time is just flying by. I want to get into that single, but first I want to ask you, who are some of the producers that you're dealing with? Is it one producer you're dealing with, or is it random producers that you're dealing with?
To be honest, it's different producers that always want to deal with me, but I was actually dealing with one.
Okay.
I was dealing with one producer, but right now it's none. So.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to introduce your next single, Thinking of You.
All right. So for the ladies out there, here's my next single. You can listen to it on YouTube. You can get it on iTunes. Marcus J, Thinking of You. R&B and Soul.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
How you doing, mom? Nah, I ain't doing nothing. Yeah, I could do. But you know what it's gonna be like when I get over there, right? So I just wanna let you know up front. Listen.
Lay your body down. Turn your body this way. Flip your body that way. Give it to me now. Touching on my body, rubbing on me softly. I can't tell by the way that you're staring at me that you wanna do me nasty. That you wanna do me nasty. No, I ain't creeping, I ain't searching, I ain't peeking. I'm just looking for that sweet old love that I know that you've been missing. Girl, I ain't tryna play no game. It's still the same. Nothing ain't changed. I can't lie, I can't eat.
night, and I ain't trying to fight, I'm just trying to get love tonight.
Mastermind hit right there. Now, that Pacific song, how long did it take you to write that Pacific song and get the material together, the music and everything?
So the instrumental itself that had to get made, it took like a day. Producer made it in a day, and like the next day I actually was writing to it. It took me 30 minutes to write the lyrics, and it took me like 45 minutes to record the whole thing.
Now, let me ask you this, because I didn't even ask you this. Marcus J, is that your government name, or is that a stage name? Did you just choose? How did you come up with the name?
I'm going to be honest. Marcus is my actually government name, and J is the letter of my last name. So that's how I came up with it, with his exactness. So.
That's a unique thing right there. That's definitely a unique thing. Now, as you being an up-and-coming artist, you understand, and you definitely going to take it places, what information would you get somebody younger than you, even though, you know, like I said, you're young, but you got a lot of potential, what advice would you be able to give them if they want to try to get to where you at?
Follow your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Don't let nobody say that you don't have the talent. Even if you fail it and there's so much people telling you that you can do it, don't ever doubt yourself. Continue to always stay strong and always sing out. Sing from your stomach, not through your nose. To always sing out and to stay humble and always pray to Jesus Christ to keep you safe.
Wow.
So I just say that.
And I definitely feel you on that. Now, I see you a young man. You're 21. You got a lot of things going on with you. You was in sports. And you felt like sports had took you away from the music industry and brought you back. So what actually brought you back into singing?
I actually to be honest, singing was something I always wanted to do from when I was young. I always wanted to sing in church. I always wanted to just sing anywhere I went. Music was just something like that was always in me. I can make a song out of anything I look at. So it was like when I was doing the sports, I still had the passion of singing, but I was still doing the sports. So it was like I was so tired over there in that area, so I couldn't really do that. And then it was sports in school, so I was focused on the sports in the school. But in the meanwhile of the process of that, I was still wanting to sing, and I was still writing songs, which wasn't as good as how I'm writing them now, but I was just still in the process, still on the upcoming of me being who I am right now.
Now, let me ask you something. As far as you being an artist, right, now, have you done any shows or anything yet? Come across that stage right feeling. What do you think your outcome would be when you perform your first show?
I'm gonna be honest. Cause me, how I am, like me, how I am, I'm not like a shy person, but in front of millions of people and thousands of people, I know I will overcome the stage fright, but I know the stage fright will hit me before I even get on that stage. Before I even touch the mic, when I look at the crowd, I know the stage fright will hit me, but I know I'll overcome it, just to be honest. Because I sang in front of, I sang at a church before, so it was like, you know, but it's different from when you're singing at a church with people who you know, and then you're singing on stage with people who you don't know, people coming in from around the world, and people just looking at you and clapping and just watching you. So it's like, I say the stage fright will hit me when I'm backstage, when I'm looking at the crowd, but I overcome it.
Now,
just to be honest.
You said you were in gospel, so let me ask you, why? What made you actually switch from the gospel singing over to, like, the R&B status?
To be honest, it wasn't of me singing the gospel, because I was in the choir, so it was me being in the choir to sing the song. But I'm going to be honest, me personally, I feel music is music. Because I can do gospel, and I can do R&B, and I can do soul, I can do pop, but at the end of the day, I feel music is music. And I feel the judgment, how people make it seem with the music that you do, that is wrong and it's bad music, but I feel that all music is not bad music. I feel that music is the same. It just has certain different meanings to it. That's how I feel. Because if your heart is still in the same place of still believing in Jesus Christ, and then I feel like if you're doing R&B or soul and you're talking about different things, but your heart and your mind is in that area, I feel it's not wrong. Because I'm going to be honest, dude, music is music to me.
Now, as far as you being a young man, like I said, with potential, I'm pretty sure your parents had some say-so in the situation. How did they feel about you switching from gospel and doing the R&B? Did they put you? Did they, like, you know.
Well, at first they always just like, you know, on the verge of being angry at saying, like, okay, why am I doing that music? Why am I not doing that music, which is good, pure music? And why am I just doing this other type of music to influence the mind of children? But to be honest, I don't really do bad music. Like I said, I feel music is music, and I feel every music is going to have at the bottom of their album or the bottom of a mixtape that's going to say parental and advisement. So at the same time, it's like, what can you really say? So they was just telling me that I should be doing gospel, and when I told them that I'm going to stick to R&B and doing soul and pop, they just said, okay, they're going to be along with it and they're going to follow.
You got your support. That's one of the biggest supporters that artists need to have, especially growing up at a young age, your parents, to make sure your parents are there with you. But there ain't nothing wrong with you even doing a little gospel here and there, to be truthful.
Yeah, you know, of course.
But, you know, some parents feel like, you know, you started with the gospel. Just if they in gospel, they feel it. But what you got going on right now is like a real big thing. I want to talk about one more single you got. I think you're featuring. It's called Something Is Wrong.
Yeah, Something Is Wrong. That song is not yet released out. So I'm going to be honest, you guys are actually the first to hear it.
Who did you feature on that one?
That's Nico Gunner again. That's me and him did two songs together. Like I said, when we did Over and Over, we seen that it was gold and it was a nice song. So we did Something Is Wrong, and Something Is Wrong came out as a hit song. So that's what it was. But it's not even yet out. So you guys are actually going to be the first to hear it.
So who actually came up with that title for his song?
Something Is Wrong? To be honest, that was Nico Gunner. Nico Gunner was the mastermind behind the whole thing. He just told me, Marcus did, he wanted me on the song, and I hopped on the song. I did the bridge. Both of the bridges. So he was the mastermind behind that song there, so that's applause for him.
Now, is the same producer that produced the other two tracks produced this one as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, before we get into that, I want to get into a little more about the famous group Get Money Quick.
The group is a total of three artists, two rappers, and I'm the only R&B singer actually. But we have a team of a street team that actually pushes the music, put the music out. you know, grind as in the terms of, you know, getting it where it needs to be, letting it be heard to everyone. So that's the term of famous music group, and that's what our group is about. But we're all solo artists of the three artists, which is Cozy K, Nico Gunnett, and myself.
Okay, now, are you planning on doing any videos with any of your singles? Is Thinking of You?
That's
on YouTube, right? Thinking of You. So what's the next one that you figure like you would be able to put on YouTube? And let everybody know, because my lines is flooded, just let everybody know where they could see that video. Because that song, I'm going to tell y'all people, that song Thinking of You is fire. Over and over is fire. But we actually interviewing Marcus J right now. So let them know where they could see that video at one more time.
You guys can catch the video on YouTube, and you can also listen to the song on your list, and you can also listen to it on Hulkshare, Zippy Share. You can also catch it on iTunes if you want to purchase it. $1.99. So that's what's going on if you want to catch those songs.
Okay, now, Something Is Wrong. Explain that track to the people. Let them know a little something about that.
Say it again?
I said, let the people know about that track, Something Is Wrong. Tell them about that.
Oh, Something Is Wrong? Well, that's a song that Nico Gunner was behind. That song is about basically the relations of a girl who you're with or a guy who you're with, a relation that, you know, you have thoughts of somebody cheating, of the person cheating. So at the end of the day, that's the relation song's about somebody cheating, and you could still be with them and you have envisions. It's basically a love song, but a breakup song.
Okay. So we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas. Here's another banger. This is with Nico Gunner featuring my man, Marcus J, doing it once again. Taking it to another level. For real. Exclusive here on GQ Palace Radio. First time ever played. Remember
where you heard it. First time ever played.
It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Something is wrong. These visions I'm having is making me panic. I'm hoping you cheat it so I won't be lying. I say you do perfect, but see you deny it. I'm feeling like something is wrong. I ain't retarded, I do it for a reason. Baby, if you cheating, I swear that I'm leaving. Ain't no forgiving, I'm done with this feeling. Baby, listen, hell, chilling all in my cell. A nigga like me don't worry too much, but right now I really do care. And a nigga like me don't beg too much, so I'm begging you to hold me down. Next nigga taking my privileges, like damn, I can't believe it, refuse to believe it. I need a dream catcher to stop me from dreaming, cause I'm going crazy. Let's have us a baby and move to Atlanta. The plan was amazing, except for the fact just thought that I should go on a vacation. Ain't no complaining, I had it in time, but for some strange reason I'm losing my mind. Baby, I love you, don't care what you did. There you go at it, I'm perfect again. I reminisce there and I think about you and me. Even thought about raising a kid. It's crazy, these feelings I'm having ain't natural. I call you to play yourself, but I ain't asking no questions. So why you explaining yourself? Everybody fought nothing to myself. I'm out of my zone. I am too good to go out like a sucker. Remember that day when I turned to myself and you looked at my phone and you seen that I fucked up, but you was a regular Sean. You know I got problems, I love to have sex. You say I'm you forever, remember that text. Saved it and locked it inside of my message. Baby, something is wrong. These visions I'm having is making me panic. I'm hoping you cheated so I won't be lying. I say you too perfect, but say you deny it. I'm feeling like something is wrong. I ain't retarded, I dream for a reason. But if you cheat, I swear that I'm leaving. Ain't no forgiving, I'm done with this feeling. You feel me? Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having is making me panic. I'm hoping you see it, so I won't be lying. I say you do perfect, but say you deny it. I'm feeling like something is wrong. I ain't retarded, I dream for a reason. But if you cheat, I swear that I'm leaving. Ain't no forgiving, I'm done with this feeling. You feel me?
Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having me sinking. Nothing we have is sinking. I feel like you cheated, I'm sinking. Something is wrong.
Girl, you ain't no IG for a reason. Babe, if you cheating, I swear I'm leaving. Girl, move on, I'm done with your feelings.
Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having be having me thinking. The love that we have is sinking. I feel like you cheated all season. Something is wrong. Girl, you ain't no IG for a reason. Babe, if you cheating, I swear I'm leaving. Girl, move on, I'm done with your feelings.
I'm out of control, but nobody knows. This how I'm feeling. I feel like I'm about to explode. I'm losing my flow. Damn, where do I pick up? Where do I start? Pick back up right where you left off. How can I do it when I am so goddamn pissed off? You a show. Don't ask no questions. Don't act all depressing. Yeah, I learned my lesson. But I got a great suggestion. How about we run a threesome? Cause your best friend impressed her. She tell you she one of my exes. Yeah, I cut her and Alexis. I apologize about it. At one point, but I take it back. Like a safety or a running back. That pussy good, but I ain't coming at heart racing like an ass car. Heat it up like Satan. Nigga be cursing, I'm brainstorming. And you still a virgin, the rain pouring. So I know that you hurting. But if you cheating, I swear that I'm splurging. I can see everything behind the curtain. Middle of the night while I'm locked up, waking up out of my sleep. Cause I know that you flirting. Contemplate about it. Memories about it. Wedding rings, maybe. It was all just a fairy tale.
Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having is making me panic. I'm hoping you see this so I won't be lying. I say you too perfect, but say you deny it. I'm feeling like something is wrong. I ain't retarded, I dream for a reason. But if you cheating, I swear that I'm leaving. Ain't no forgiving, I'm done with this feeling. You feel me? Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having is making me panic. I'm hoping you see this so I won't be lying. I say you too perfect, but say you deny it. I'm feeling like something is wrong. I ain't retarded, I dream for a reason. But if you cheating, I swear that I'm leaving. Ain't no forgiving, I'm done with this feeling. You feel me?
Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having me thinking. The love that we have is sinking. I feel like you cheated on season. Something is wrong. Girl, you ain't no I dream for a reason. Babe, if you cheating, I swear I'm leaving. Girl, move on, I'm done with your feelings.
Something is wrong. These bitches I'm having be having me thinking. The love that we have is sinking. I feel like you cheated on season. Something is wrong. Girl, you ain't no I dream for a reason. Babe, if you cheating, I swear I'm leaving. Girl, move on, I'm done with your feelings.
I gotta tell you, y'all two together is like a gold mine. I'ma keep it real, too. Y'all two together is like a gold mine.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No doubt, I'ma keep it real with you. Now, what's the next step for Marcus?
The next step for me, I'ma be honest, right now, it's major label, like I said. We looking for a label because we got, like you just said it yourself, the songs is gold, the songs is hit songs, and we have a lot more songs out too also that you can catch on iTunes, and you can catch it on YouTube also. I also have another single called What It Takes that's also on YouTube, hosted by Nico Gunner. So you can catch that song also, R&B and Soul. But the next step for me is there's a label to get signed.
Because
right now I'm on sign.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because right now I'm unsigned, so that's what the next step.
Because I know a lot of artists, you know, when they get into the music scenery, next thing they want to do is they want to go with the acting. Is that something you're looking forward to, or is it just like...
Well, my teachers always told me I was a good actor. And girls who I used to be with used to say I used to be a good actor. So at the end of the day, I feel I would have been good in that role, in that area of acting. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I'm just saying I would do it. I would do film.
All right.
I would do film.
All right. Hold on. We actually have somebody I want to speak to you. Hold on. Hello.
All right.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, my favorite song is Something Is Wrong. I just want to say that. That is hot. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that because I think that could like reach out to a little bit of everybody, you know?
Yeah.
That's my favorite out of all the ones I heard tonight. That's my favorite.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, do you have a video for that, or that's too soon?
No, we didn't do a video yet.
Okay.
We didn't do a video yet, because like I said, That song wasn't released yet. We finished it and everything. You guys were the first to actually hear it. But we actually got the plan for the video and how we want to do it, though. So that's all it is. Like I said, we're waiting for a label, and we know when we get behind the label, it's like at the end of the day, that's when our feet can really get wet, and that's when we can really talk to them about what's on our mind and what we have in store and what we can really do.
Excellent.
So that's what it is.
Excellent. Well, I wish you much success, and I'm enjoying
Thank
the exclusive. I'm going to have to keep going on the archives to listen to it, but it's all right. When it comes out, please let everybody know so I'll be able to download it and listen.
Of course.
I like that. Much success to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good night.
Now, Marcus, let me ask you, what's the best thing and what's the worst thing to you about an up-and-coming artist, being an up-and-coming artist?
The worst thing, I'm going to start with the worst thing to save the best for last. But the worst thing about being an up-and-coming artist is basically a lot of people look past you. A lot of people don't really take on your judgment and take on your craft. A lot of people look past it. That's the worst thing. But the best thing about it is that when they actually find out what you can do, they give you so much praise, and that's when they know that it's great, and that's when they want to work with you. So I say that's the good and the bad things about it.
Wow. Well, like I said, you're a person that has a lot of potential, a young man with a lot of potential. You know, don't let nobody put you on that side street to go sideways or nothing. We definitely got GQ Palace support. You know, we definitely going to put you on the mix CD, put you in the magazine and everything, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of, you know, big people on and everything like that, you know. So you're definitely being heard. So that you don't have to worry about. Now,
yeah,
you could change anything that you deal with in the music industry since you started. If you could change anything, what would it be and why?
I'm going to be honest, like, at the end of the day, right now, at this moment, I really wouldn't change nothing because, like, I actually been grinding and I actually been putting out things and doing things on my own rather than having so much help, rather than from my team. So I feel like we've been actually doing everything. So I really wouldn't change nothing about that.
Well, you know what, Marcus? I want to thank you for joining us. You welcome back anytime. Send us those exclusives. We're definitely going to be rotating your song. There ain't no question about it. We're definitely going to be rotating.
Right.
We got 9 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. But what I want you to do is I want you to give everybody your information, let them know where they could contact you. They want to reach you. Also, let them know where they can get that song out one more time.
All right. You guys can reach me at 718-473-3. Marcus J.
Okay. Do you have any, like, Facebook or Twitter?
You can reach me on Facebook, too, at The Real at The Real Marcus J, space FMGMC. And also, my other Facebook is R&B Vocalist Marcus J Tune page. And you can reach me on Twitter at The Real Marcus J.
All right. So, once again, I want to thank you for joining us, Marcus. Go ahead. Tell you got something you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. And you can also reach Nico Gunner at Nico Gunner Live on Facebook. And you can also catch him on Facebook at Romario Francis.
Because I hear somebody in the background. Is that Nico Gunner in the background?
Yeah, that's Nico Gunner in the background right there.
Why he just didn't get on the air?
I'm going to let him speak. Hold on. Hello?
What you say? You radio fright, Nico Gunner, man? We playing your song. Are you sitting in the background? Man, you should have came on the air.
I was listening to it, but I didn't know who was playing it or anything. I'm just now finding out.
Yeah, you could have came on the air and all that. You know what I mean? Let everybody know who we are. All right, my people. This is Nico Gunner. He's actually the artist for Over and Over Again. And, where was the other one? Something is wrong. So, Nico, give them your information as well. Let them know about you. Fill them in on it.
My artist name, Nico Gunner. You can catch me on Facebook, YouTube videos. Right now, I'm just
on hold, just chilling a little bit. But I have been working on some new projects. We'll be in the studio soon to drop some new hits. Me and Marcus Day collaboration, Miami. All right, all right. But we finna be touring real soon. So.
All right. Now, you also, is there another link besides the one Marcus J gave where they can get the songs at? If you have a link on where they can get the songs at with you, let them know that as well.
Oh, sorry, say that one more time.
I said if you have a link for the songs that you did, let them know where they can get your songs at or hear your songs and, you know, fill them in on it.
Oh, you could get the link on either YouTube, SoundCloud, SoundClick, and Hulkshare, right? And Hulkshare, you could just type in Nico Gunner. I'm pretty sure it'll pop up.
All right. Yeah, you should have came on because we could have talked to you too, but you know, our time is kind of short.
Is there another time we could do this?
Yeah, if you want to come on, Marcus J got the executive producer. Get the executive producer a call. Her name is Davina Polite, and she'll fill you in on everything.
All right.
And you know what? We'll have you on. Come on and interview you as well. No, it's not a problem.
Right, do you need my cell phone number as well?
What you could do is ask Marcus J. He has the producer number.
All right.
Matter of fact, let everybody know your phone number. Go ahead. You want to do like that? Go ahead. For the principal operator.
My number?
Go ahead.
My number is 786-985-6249. That's my
cell. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have the executive producer get in contact with you so we can set you up. All right?
All right, that sounds cool. Thank you, okay?
We're definitely going to make it happen, no doubt. Y'all, you know, I want to thank y'all for coming on. It's definitely an honor. Marcus J, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Marcus J. Marcus? Y'all, I want to thank you for coming on. It's definitely an honor,
right.
And you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. Never a problem.
All right,
y'all.
Thank you.
All yeah. right. Marcus J and Nico Gunner, Dons and Divas.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, what we're going to do right now, we're just going to sit back. We're going to relax. I'm just going to play a couple of up-and-coming artists' music for the next hour. And we're just going to, you know, if you want to call in and give your comment on it, feel free to do so. If not, just sit back and listen to the tune. This first joint we're going to get into right now is called First Step by Sicko the Main Thing here on GQ Palace Radio. Remember where you heard it. Cause we doing big things, taking it to a whole nother level, baby.
Lord knows that I'm deprived, that I've seen what I've seen.
Give my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to this church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived. I just wanna take a second, I'm going crazy.
Right.
They say the sun is out, for me it's been snowing lately.
Right.
Hunger on the race of things that used to motivate me.
Right.
And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy. wind blowing through the window. Prime time sweating got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining. So go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it. Spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong. But me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm. And it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. Where it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't rotting together. Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little for bread, but I'm entwined with the light. Cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find with your life, then you can sign with the trife. But I'm with mine for the nine. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude who know a dude, they like brothers, for real. And he put out word his own brother probably swear. I'm like probably for real, with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again.
Yeah.
I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
If you don't know now, you know. He's just trying to make it up the steps to this church. We're going to get into another joint. This is called Playground by GQ featuring Jay Carter here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Let's go.
Matter. You'll be popping bottles and you know what happened that first. ignorant. Catch a girl, freaky girl. King size canopy, friend. See me through the lens, mirrors on top. Let you watch. Call it wall ball, bounce it back, man. Speed it up. It's your turn. Jump on top, six double dutch. Now double up.
Yes.
Now double down.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my playground.
Nothing else matters. We'll be popping bottles and you know what happens after. From your bed to the club, every drink you get in the club. You know how it's going down, don't you ever get your sugar cream. I'ma lay it down, you know what it is. I'ma play it around,
tell them about
my kids. As you make it sound, make it sound.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my playground.
We can play. Now listen short. Heading southbound. Long stroke won't drown. Don't run, Lord knows. From the headboard to the floor. No rush, no blush. Put to sleep, count some sheep, then repeat it.
Take it to the crib. Nothing else matters. We'll be popping bottles and you know what happens after. From the bed to the club, every drink you get in the club. You know how it's going down, just you have to get you to the crib. I'ma lay it down,
you know what it is.
I'm gonna play around,
cause I'm by my bed. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my playground.
That was Playground by GQ Carter. I just gotta tell y'all one thing about GQ.
Ain't worried about none. Yeah. Nigga, ain't worried about none.
What? I have to throw that though. We having fun tonight. I wanna get into the next joint. We're gonna take it to another level right now. We got my man Rez Vocals, and this track is called Beautiful. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Excuse me, little mama, can I have a second? It's really not my style, but you got me checking. First, what's your name, cause you got me choosing. They call me Rezzy B, represent the union. You got that lip gloss poppin', them jeans fit nice with that heel gang rockin'. I love your smile, it's amazing. Ain't no need of faking, you're gonna be my lady tonight. It's nothing like a daydream, baby, you're the real thing, the way you got me feeling. It's nothing like a daydream, baby, you're the real thing, you got me out here singing. Shorty, what's your name? You looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Hey, shorty, what's your name is? You looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Your beauty is a gift, baby, straight from the heavens. Looking in your eyes paralyzed my thinking. You really have a swag that I can't explain, boo. Everywhere you are, all these eyes are on you. She got that sun-kissed complexion, body like perfection. Oh yeah, she's a blessing. She's just an independent woman, always on the grind. So I gotta make her mine tonight. It's nothing like a daydream, baby, you're the real thing, the way you got me feeling. It's nothing like a daydream, baby, you're the real thing, you got me out here singing. Hey, shorty, what's your name is? You looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Hey, shorty, what's your name is? You looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Baby girl, you're famous. be a bubble. Everything you do big, everything about you. Cause you're beautiful, cause you're beautiful, yeah, cause you're beautiful. Baby girl, you fancy, all of the above, ooh. Everything you do big, everything about you. Cause you're beautiful, cause you're beautiful, yeah, cause you're beautiful. Hey shorty, what your name is? You looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful, yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful. Hey shorty, what your name is? You looking good, girl, something like you're famous. I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful, yeah, I think you're beautiful, I think you're beautiful.
I'm about to play, all right? This next joint is definitely going to hit the clubs hard. Don't sleep on it. I'm going to keep it real with you. This is Rich Money from GQ College. And this next joint I got going on is by my man, Tim Dog, Shay. You know what I'm saying? And he's definitely going to take this to another level. Don't sleep on it. All right? Let's go.
You ready?
You ready?
Let's go.
Shake. They're not even ready yet, yo. They're not even ready for this. They ain't ready for this. You know what I'm saying? Just to fill y'all in on a little something, he will be performing this November 29th with my man Black Silk Party at the Body. It's going to be great. He's definitely be in the building. Tim Dog will be taking this song to a whole nother level. Let's make it happen, baby.
You ready?
You ready?
Let's go.
Shake, 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 that little baby. Like a model too. If shorty was my dog, it do what it do.
Do what it do.
Back to the story. Stepped on the scene. Shorty bad face, tight, and the ass is mean. Hey mom, can you shake it?
Shake it.
Don't lie, don't you fake it?
Fake it.
I knew you would make it.
Make it.
Good girl, never dated.
Dated.
My heart damn deflated.
Deflated.
You like mine, just say it, display it. Dog is the man, and I'm here. Wrote this song just to show you that the dog do care.
Woo!
This here is a public announcement.
Really?
You real talk, no time for the clown shit.
Shake, 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 that little baby.
Take that.
You know I'm gonna slay that.
Slay that.
You know
I won't take that, take that. Nope, always I respect you, respect you. My hands will never harm you, harm you, harm you. You meet conversation, station, station. All night break today, my day, my day. Later hit the day spot, day spot. Hold hands out, display my, display my. Display my. Talk just to take that, to take that. Haters with the fake that. Let's go.
Shake, shake, shake the little baby.
By my man Tim Dog. He's taking it to another level in this music biz, you heard? Don't sleep. November 29th, The Body. He will be performing at Black Silk Party. It's going to be bananas, you heard? All right, coming up next, we got Green Light by Amora. She's doing the big things here on GQ Palace. Remember where you heard it first. It's Butter.
Can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, and I don't even know your name. You got swagger, you got a good game. Yeah, you know just what to say. Baby, if you with me, I can be a bad girl. If you let me push it into turbo, baby, if you with me.
To right now, we're going to get to this next joint called Sexy and You Know It by Lulu. Parental discretion is advised, but it's fire.
If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu said he's something.
Hey.
Lulu by the business.
No.
Lulu wants something.
Okay.
And Lulu go and get it.
Right.
Next batter up.
Okay.
And Lulu don't miss it. Step out like I'm winning. Oh, my hair and nails did it. Cause I'm sexy and I know it.
Okay.
I'm sexy and I know it. Elevated from the haters.
Right.
I be looking like I'm floating.
Okay.
Make them burn them up. So it's time to get it toasted.
Do it.
I lit it and lighted and loving. Now I'm more focused.
Lulu.
High up in the air. High up in the air.
Okay.
I look like I'm the motherfucking flyest up in here.
Right.
Flew to my boobs like he wanna jump in there.
Uh-huh.
All up in my leggings. Try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She's a riot started cause they fight for my attention.
Okay.
If you the freshest thing, then do it thing.
Just
watch my own ass. Who cares what they think?
Right.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu getting money.
Uh-huh.
Lulu by the pastries
okay.
when they come to cake.
Right.
Lulu got the bakery, got the total package.
Uh-huh.
Certified the shit.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to hit, get the game of rich kids.
Okay.
Cause I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it. The shoes and outfit match the bag that I'm holding.
Okay.
Never trying hard, cause it's easily they know it.
Okay.
Love me in the mini, cause the booty out is poking.
Yeah.
Show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
Okay.
They ask you what you working with, you tell them it's a lot.
Oh.
Ain't no J Lo, but it's Lulu from the block.
Right.
Who keep a winning hand while the loser sit and watch? Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day.
Okay.
Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ. We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ.
Uh-huh.
Call it Simon Says and play whatever we play.
Sexy
and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it.
Yes, it's going down on GQ College Radio. We definitely taking it to a whole nother level. Like I said, let me fill y'all in on the shows, all right? On Sunday, starting this Sunday, we got Crossroad Temple with my man, brother, Scribby Timothy Hunter. But before him, from 7 to 9, we have Miss Lavina Polite, Spiritual Sunday, from 7 to 9. She has the most powerful gospel going on with the most powerful minister, elder, evangelist, and pastor. They play gospel music. They quote scriptures of the Bible. Also, feel free to call in and give your testimony. That's from 7 to 9 on Spiritual Sunday. Then starting this Sunday, we have Crossroad Temple with our new host, brother Timothy Squibby Hunter, the singer from Atlantic Star, who will be interviewing hip-hop gospel and regular gospel singers. Only gospel he will be interviewing. Then on Monday, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio with the mayor and whoever else tunes that hosts that show from 8 to 9. Then from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Dee Ann Lane starting this week as well. Will she be filling you in and discussing any and all topics that has to do with love, life, and loyalty? Then on Tuesdays, we with GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the mayor from 8 to 10, doing it hard body karate, bringing you the bigger picture in sports. GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the mayor, Tuesday, 8 to 10. Then on Wednesday, starting from 7 to 9, we have the Diva Squad in the building, Angie, Rachel, and T, discussing their grown and sexy topics and playing that old school, new school hip-hop and R&B. Then from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays, right after the Diva Squad, we have Fallout Comedy with my man, comedian Rakim Chick Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest laughing jokes on Radio Live. Also prank calls, so don't be pranked. Make sure you know what's going down, because he might call you or fill you in on a prank call and have you laughing on the air. Then on Thursday, we have Reality and Relationship from 8 to 10 with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Discussing the world, discussing what's going on in the world of the news today, and give you that truth to the matter feedback on relationships. Then on Friday, we right back here with your host, Rich Money, doing the bed, you heard? So what we're going to do right now, I want to get into another single. But you know what? This single I want to get into right now, this is by an artist that we just had on a little while ago called Marcus J. I'm kind of feeling this single right here. And I think this young man, this young guy, he got a lot of potential. And this single right here is definitely going to take some places, believe it or not. This is called Thinking of You by my man Marcus J. Right here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
Lay your body down, turn your body this way, flip your body that way. Give it, give it, give it to me now. Touching on my body, rubbing on me softly. I can't tell by the way that you're staring at me that you wanna do me nasty. That she wanna do me nasty. No, I ain't creeping, I ain't searching, I ain't peeking. I'm just looking for that sweet old love that I know that you've been missing.
right, Don and Jesus, that's speaking of truth by my man, Marcus J. What we're going to do right now, we're going to speed up the tempo a little something, and we're going to get into GMS, Grown Man Shh, by my man, Mike J. As far as I know, he's been doing a lot of things. He's got a lot of things going on. So we're going to definitely get into that right now. This is Rich Money here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Yeah, baby.
It's your boy, Mike J. So I'm in the tango. Up for the club, yeah, we popping bottles and throwing them dollars up, and VIP on heat it, I'm sipping on Patron, I'm fixing ladies with me, come party all night long, I be on my grown man shit like this, I be on my grind, I just can't miss, ain't no doubt about it, getting money ain't no stopping, and that's why I'm turned up like this, oh, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man shit, I'm on my grown man. We gettin' money, poppin' bottles, and we shut shit down. We gettin' money, poppin' bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We gettin' money, poppin' bottles, and we shut shit down. We gettin' money, poppin' bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me, can't nobody stop me, I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so boldy, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm down, I done did it, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really talking. Cold, so cold, Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need an Oscar. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, we gettin' money, poppin' bottles, and we shut shit down. We gettin' money, poppin' bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me, can't nobody stop me, I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot.
Ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I love this thing right there. We're going to get into this right here. It's called Making Moves by my man.
I'm all about the paper, so I forget the haters. I'm looking past you, y'all in the traffic lane, I'm on the cash route. And I ain't stopping till the hood see me riding through in a two-seater all black with a missing roof. Yeah, new strategy, let's get it popping. Motivated, calculating out a higher profit.
Money,
you gotta double up, roll the dice. Can't be scared to take a chance, homie, live your life. Cause I believe after hell comes paradise. When it comes to catching the money, I'm like Jerry Rice. We only live once, you can't live twice. This not a video game, it's reality, bright.
You dig?
That's why I get it, y'all, another day. I'm on the grind, baby, I got moves to make.
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause I'm
making moves. walk the same. I got a business type swagger. That swag you can have. I'm focused on my cheddar. Everything else, it don't matter. I'm just getting started. Welcome to another chapter. Turn the page. What I used to do, it had to go. I'm in my 20s, but I feel like I'm 34. Young scholar, get dollars. Don't quit, don't quit. Elevate, stack it, get rich, get rich. My motto, I follow. Reassure the bank account nice before I pop another bottle. Today is in the past. Look forward to tomorrow. Determined for the riches like I'm trying to win the lotto. I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I said out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do. That's right, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves. City to city, state to state, like a coach pilot. Trying to earn my wings, I need air mileage. More action, less talk, so I remain silent. In my adolescent days, I was very violent. Jealous ones who ain't sure you should fall back. I wish I had a wood, like a lumberjack. And I don't think I'm better, I ain't all that. I just know I'm smarter than being broke black. Premeditated words like an author. Upgraded from a street to a monster. Make something out of nothing, no nobody does it harder. G-Ball has no limit, man, I'm trying to go farther. Let's get it, it's my time, I know I'm close.
Right.
All I need is one shot, maybe a double dose. And when it's all said and done, we can have a toast. We'll take the cushion round, hit it and don't
I
shoot.
I get my hands to the sky, get money till I die. Throwing up two fingers every time I ride by. Cause
I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves, I'm making moves.
I say out with the old, in with the new. No more waste of time, I got work to do. That's right,
I'm making moves, I'm making moves. I'm making moves, I'm making moves. We got one right here, Double Dose. D-A-M-G, baby. And I'm the master of ceremony, G-Ball. Co-fam, all day. Making moves, man. One life to live, right? Shout town, baby. New year, do it right. Holla.
Alright, Dons and Divas is going down real hard tonight on GQ Palace. Now, this next joint I'm going to play is called The Back by The Sleeping Giant. Parental discretion is advised. Like I said, parental discretion is advised. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment. It's Buzz, baby.
Another R. Coupe. Boy, you
I gotta tell ya, I like the way that started off. Let's start it off like this.
Another R. Coupe. Boy, you flex.
One more time, y'all. I just like it. This is the back part of the night.
Let it ride, come on, come on. True drugs don't roll in the middle of the flow. We gon' keep
keep it gully in the back of the club. Keep the lights low, let the hottie show me love. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club.
I'm solo with a dope one. Breathing like a chokehold, my stats is kinda local. Like these fucking thug homos, kick shit, that's impossible. Tearing up the cranium, now you're clicking bad, cause I'm killing them, I'm slaying them. Niggas call me hell, cause I'm a fire, it's a real thing. Have your ass carry like Mariah, hitting hot slings. God bless the dead, I'm like Biggie, kicking in the door. Once you hit the floor, it's like, don't hit me no more. So run fast, or get blast. I'm a hunter on a blood path, it won't last, so be glad. When I hit, it's a bloodbath. There's no bluff, don't get snuffed, I guaranteed you get rushed. So hold up, don't get bust, fronting like you so tough. Visualize, I terrorize, giving pain like a 4-5. I heard your last request was, please, I don't wanna die. Cause swift records, boy, you flex, BX ain't having it. My BS banger is slaying niggas, it's a habit, kid. Commit suicide, suicidal's on a rifle. Hold the Bible, tell your boy your ass is about to die soon. Shit is getting black, past thoughts is coming back. Nigga, that's how it is, before you die when you collapse.
I keep your back up on the wall. Grind, come on, yeah. Keep your back up on the wall. Let it ride,
let it ride.
Come on, come on. True thugs don't roll in the middle of the flow. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club. Keep the lights low, let the hottie show me love. We gon' keep it gully in the back of the club.
Ah, that brother got a bad mouth on him. I ain't know it was going down like that, but I still like it. It's still fire. But we definitely going to take it to another level. We're going to right now. We're going to get another joint right here. This is called You by Khalid Rashid featuring Finesse here on GQ College Radio.
Thick like gumbo, the thoughts of smelling you and Chanel. Seeing Chris and Dior super happy, stuck like goo. Couldn't wait to get off the block and flip this four-way in eight balls and re-up the closed down shop. Doing a buck 50 on the highway lustin', fiendin' just to play house and get right next to you. Thank God every time you let me touch your honey, throwing a magnet, maneuver through them waters as a Navy SEAL. When I had my gear so bad, but I skeet up in your mouth, you spit it back up like rebirth whenever I was on one. The fam always calls you up, you never resist to get up out of bed and catch a cat. Swoop me up and roll down the window, tell me constantly to be, baby, breathe. While pressing on my hands, tell me get home. Catch the CD playing, hide the CDs under the seat and lock with the cars at the lawn. Carrying me inside home and dressing in them pockets, put my money in the safe and gun on safety and tucked away in the pillow. My product on the dress and tell me, Coca, I love you. But watch the ESPN until I fall asleep. No fussing, no fighting. The next day, wake up to breakfast and business. Crispy roll to take to the head.
You, baby, Finesse.
You are, you are, baby.
Divas. Like I said, we definitely doing it big, and we taking it to a whole nother level. This next joint I'm going to send out is to my baby, my love, my soulmate, my queen, my heart. Because that's how I feel when she's not around me. You understand? It's like she's 1,000 miles away. You know what I mean? So this next joint is called 1,000 Miles Away by my man Raz Vocal. And I'm sending this out to my baby here on G2 College Radio Love and Entertainment. This is your host, Rich Money. It's Buddy.
1,000 miles away from me, I'm staying strong. I'm holding on, it's been too long. 1,000 miles away, you were 1,000 miles away from me, I'm staying strong. I'm holding on, it's been too long. By the light of day, I'm reaching for your warm, soft body beside me. Wanna feel that kiss, these things from you I really miss. Girl, you know that I want you here with me. You 1,000 miles away from me, but listen lady, I will be on that jet. It's a straight flight, there be no layovers, I'll be your time. Beautiful smile, damn it's been like 5 months lady, I'm on this road missing you like crazy. I need the storm before I'm calm. I love you girl with all my heart. 1,000 miles away from me, I'm staying strong. So much I need, the bond we have for each other, it keeps us strong here together. I never turn my back on you, I hold you down, you know it's true. No matter how many miles between us, I keep you in my heart forever, thinking about you every hour. My faith stays strong in a higher power. So hard for me every time to say goodbye, and it hurts no lie. I need the storm before I'm calm. I love you, girl, with all my heart.
And Divas, that was 1,000 miles by my man Rez Vocals. What we about to do, we about to end this segment right now. Like I said, tonight we're going to end it a little early. So I hope y'all enjoy all of the coming artists that we play. They doing big things. They definitely trying to take it to a next level. As of tonight, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank the listeners. You know, don't forget, November 9th is going down at the Q Lounge. Black Silk first birthday party. Funk Master Flex going to be in the building. Then November 29th, he's going to be at the Body. It's going down like that. My man Tim Dog performing his smashing hit Shake. Then don't forget, GQ Palace. Nonstop Media got something going on December 1st. DJ Coco Chanel, Steph Lover going to be in the building. Joey Smack from Rough Riders, Rich Money, myself going to be in the building. Showcase is going to be ridiculous. We definitely taking it to another level. But I'm going to end this on this note right here with my man, the Sleeping Giant, with one more track. This is called Gangsta. You know, we're going to up the tempo a little. You know what I'm saying? I want to wish y'all a safe and blessed weekend. Happy birthday to my little man, Xavier. He'll be 8 years old Sunday. So you know what? We're going to leave it on that note. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm your host, Rich Money. I'm out.
Stuff.